Absolutely, yes. The construction industry really is in the eye of the storm here. I suppose just maybe to start on a slightly positive note, to highlight that the industry has been in a positive space. You know, even within Kerry, there's been some, you know, major projects have been greenlit over recent times. The Tralee Northern Relief Road, South Kerry Greenway, various road improvement schemes, and positive policy changes linked to housing, and that's all led to increased demand in the sector. But the rapid rise in costs for firms is a huge concern, and you know, the rising fuel prices, driven in part by the conflict in the Middle East, are having a significant impact on the cost of doing business. Like, over recent weeks, we've been in continuous contact with our members, companies nationwide, and it's clear that escalating fuel costs, particularly MGO or green diesel, are putting significant and growing pressure on projects and margins and business viability. You know, so the fuel crisis, it's caused a bit of a dent, I suppose, in the confidence of our sector about where things are going to go, the potential for supply issues, and how we mitigate the very significant cost increases that the sector is facing at present because of that oil price shock.
Yeah, I've heard insulation is up, steel's up, cement up by 15% in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so like the raw materials that go into construction are all quite fuel intensive. They're created by fuel intensive processes. So you've mentioned cement, concrete, steel, PVC pipe. They're all generated by these fuel intensive processes. So like, as you've mentioned, cement as an example, it's gone up by 15% in just a few weeks. And we are anticipating more increases over the next couple of weeks in some of those other raw materials. And as I've mentioned, as I said, the second big challenge is obviously the fuel that we require to run the plant and machinery on the sites. So the excavators, the diggers, mobile cranes, they all run on MGO or green diesel, and that in itself, you know, MGO, I suppose it powers construction, and that's increased by 83% since February this year. That's a real challenge for the sector because our costs are continuing to rise. We've no means of mitigating that, and we've no means of predicting where these prices are going to go. So that challenges us when we have homes to build and infrastructure to deliver. So, you know, look, I suppose the recent announcements and packages linked to the fuel increases seem to really only focus on the agricultural and fisheries sectors. So we're seeking clarity from government at present on that. It's unclear at the moment whether the fuel support subsidy schemes are applicable to vehicles essential
to construction. So you want an answer on that. What's happening in terms of contracts, Joanne? I know public contracts, there is this element of allowing for price fluctuations built in, but that doesn't really happen in private side of things, does it, with private contracts?
No, I suppose there are a lot of technical differences between contract types, and it can get kind of complex. So I don't want to go into those specifics right now, but what I would say is across the sector, builders, particularly the small and medium-sized ones, are under real pressure from the rising costs. That's affecting their ability to stay operational and deliver projects, and that's where the focus needs to be.
Okay, you're looking for also action on cement. We mentioned it. You want a suspension of the levy, the cement levy?
Yeah, so look, I suppose just going back to the packages that were announced earlier this week, we welcome the deferral of the carbon tax to October this year. You know, there have been some reductions on excise. There are a range of measures that people have discussed, including that. The immediate priority, as I said, look, is really clarity on the existing support schemes and making sure the construction is explicitly included. In relation to the concrete levy, it's part of a broader conversation. But as I said, the urgent issue this week really is ensuring the support scheme covers the construction sector properly.
Yeah. And do you think, notwithstanding what you want, or what you're looking for, would there be a concern that this will slow down projects, slow down housing?
Absolutely. That's the absolute biggest concern. We have to avoid any possibility of that happening. Builders need to have the capacity to absorb these shock short-term increase in their costs. For smaller and medium-sized builders, it can be a challenge to shoulder these increases and remain operational. We have been absorbing, I suppose the industry's members have been absorbing the costs to date, and you know, the last thing we want to do is to have that impact further development, and you know, in every aspect of the country, from housing to infrastructure. Critical infrastructure must go ahead. We've seen the consequences of when investment in construction is reduced, resulting in housing and infrastructure shortages. We cannot allow that to happen again. We have to continue to invest in these areas. We need the certainty. Like, we're committed to delivery and we must keep building.
Yeah, and is that another part? But like, if you're talking about costs going up, will this delay contracts getting underway? I'm obviously influencing decisions by people, will I do up my house? Will I build a house? It may be put off for a while, which all feeds into
absolutely. Until we have this bit of clarity and this certainty, and that goes from our own industry, across the country, across all various sectors, we need more certainty and we need that clarity to ensure that we can continue to advance in construction, building, development, etc.